And now, here's the host of the Sports Hub, David Tewksbury.
And that's me. Good to be with you on this Wednesday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Happy Wednesday, happy Hub Day, happy Wolves midweek installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Coming up towards the bottom of the hour, we're talking some Northern State women's basketball. Paula Kruger, she'll be joining us, maybe in studio, maybe on the phone line. We'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. One thing is for sure, Bob Casper, he'll be joining us in studio in the next 10 to 15 minutes and recap the Northern State Wolves soccer squad and their season that they just had come to a close here within the last week and a half, 2 weeks or so ago. Talk with Coach Casper coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes on the program. We will unpack Northern State men's basketball from last night, NSU volleyball, a big match in Marshall. How did it go? We'll tell you all about that. Plus, we've got the jump and much more coming up here on Fox Sports Aberdeen on 1420 AM and 98.5 FM. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by Matt McClure. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Oh, just living the dream. I've got no complaints. Again, even if I did, nobody would want to hear them anyway.
I'll tell you, it's a windy one out there today.
Man, you're not kidding. Hang on to your hats out there, folks. My goodness, it's 55 mile per hour wind gust there a little bit. It's less than ideal, but not a whole lot of snow, but there are a fair amount of cancellations and postponements for some schools out there. I encourage you to check out our website, hubcityradio.com. Click on the cancellations tab. You've got Britton-Hecla closed today. Clark is closed. A remote learning day today for Enemy Swim. Groton, Langford, Wabe, Webster, and Webster Head Start, they're all closed today. And here in the Hub City, you look around and you're like, closed? What are we talking about? Then you look at some of the traffic cameras out there. There's not a whole lot of snow, but 50-mile-per-hour winds makes travel out there a little bit dicey, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Not a lot of snow out there. I think Sioux Falls actually got a good bit of it, and it froze, but not a lot in this area. But, yeah, it woke me up a couple times overnight, that's for sure. And I'm usually a pretty deep sleeper, man.
My wife woke me up last night, rocked me awake. The dog wants to get on the bed. Oh, great. That's great. I love that. I love when the dog takes away my spot on the bed. It's absolutely insane. I tell you what, man. I love my wife. That's my disclaimer. I love my wife. Dot, dot, dot. But we've got this beautiful king-size bed. She got her. She has her end. And then again, my end is the width of this Sharpie. It's a king-size bed. She's got her entire area. Now, of course, my wife is pregnant. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, when you're pregnant, you get the pregnancy pillow. Now, the pregnancy pillow is part of the Tewksbury king-size bed. So Okay. She's got her area. She's got the pregnancy pillow. I've got my area, which is the width of this Sharpie. And, oh, by the way, it's 3:18 in the morning. Hey, guess what? Salty wants to get on the bed this morning. So can you move over a little bit more?
Hey, did you fall off the bed then?
Darn near. Yeah, I woke up this morning, all sorts of pain in my legs because the dog's on the legs this way. I can't get comfortable. Kind of a late night last night with the basketball game a little bit. Late night meal. They always say that. Don't get home late and then eat late and go to bed. They say that's like the worst thing to do.
Yes.
Naturally, so I do it. So it's just one of those deals where I'm falling asleep. Dog wants to get up on the bed now. So the life of yours truly just continues to get more and more interesting.
Well, about that game, I'll tell you what, the second half I feel like took forever, didn't it not? With all those stoppages?
Yeah, a lot of stoppages there yesterday.
Yeah, they had a media timeout, then they played about 30 seconds, had another media timeout. The start of the half kind of was a little bit odd, too. They didn't start it right away in the second half. I was tuned into that one.
That drove me crazy because I'm right there, and there was like 10:18 left to go. Saul Phillips takes a 30-second timeout, and he goes, we're going to extend this to the media timeout. The referee says that. And then 35 seconds later, they take a timeout, and they're like, oh, are we going to make this a media timeout? You just did the media timeout. You just did it. And now they're like, okay, another media timeout. So, yeah, just one of those things. But offensively last night for Northern State, a really, really big explosion from James Glenn. Man, I tell you what, he was on fire. That's his first game that he's ever played at the Barnett Center there last night. 34 points, 11 of 14 overall. Give me 8 of 10 from beyond the curve. Not too bad for your first ever game at the Barnett Center, eh?
No, he was spectacular. And they needed all those threes in the second half because they were trailing there at the end of the first half, and he caught fire, and he couldn't miss. The one that he hit on his eighth, and there was a guy right there. It was a contested three. Sometimes you're feeling it, but I don't think he forced a lot of them either. You know, sometimes when guys get on fire like that, they force threes. I feel like his were in rhythm. He was open. It was coming off of a pass, something like that. The only one that he took that it was kind of a heat check was that eighth one, and he drilled it.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome game for him.
Yeah, he was really, really something special there last night, and you can only go down from there.
Yeah.
like you're supposed to tamp down expectations. You're not supposed to go completely bananas on your first ever game there. You know, the fans don't know a whole heck of a lot about you. This is your first game at home. You're supposed to, you know, aim small, miss small, as they say in the movie American Sniper, I think it is. But it's like you're supposed to start small and then work up to like a crescendo at the end of the season. You're not supposed to start off at the top of the mountain, but now the fans are just going to expect 34 points every single game from him.
Where does that rank in threes? You were talking about it yesterday.
Tied for fifth all time.
Yeah. Wow.
Gus Reedy had an 8-3 ball performance in a game 2 years ago. There's a couple of nines in there. The all-time record is Eric Klein. He did it in, like, 94. Hit 11 threes in a game. So, I mean, you're pretty close. I mean, Gus Reedy has had some performances. Mason Stark had a great performance during an I Hate Winter game that was probably 4 or 5 years ago, something like that. But, I mean, this was right up there with him, 8 out of 10 for his first ever game.
And that's the crazy part. It's his first ever game playing there at home. You know, he played at the Civic Arena in that exhibition, and it's played on the road a little bit. But the first game at home to do that in front of the fans, pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I thought a really good crowd there last night as well, as the Madison crowd making their way back up from Madison, or maybe just fans from the Leola area or Frederick area or Groton, because a lot of local flair in that game last night. Lane Teets, a Groton kid, he's making his Barnett Center debut. And I thought, as good as James Glenn was, and he was, I tell you what, Lane Teets was right there with him for a half. You know, he was 4 for 4 from downtown. He had 14 points. Ironically enough, he missed all of his twos and then made all of his threes. I don't know how that all works out, but Groton there was representing, and Isaac Sumption there, of course, as well. He had a nice game there, too. So I just love having that local flair. Leola Frederick is there. You got some Titans there in the house. You got some Tigers there from Groton, and all of a part of just a fun night there at the Barnett Center.
Yeah, and Teets was spectacular. I thought, you know, it makes you think those little point guards like Teets, not the biggest guy, but they have, and like James Glenn as well for Northern, they just have a motor about them, like a nonstop motor. And I think we saw that with Teets. We saw that with James Glenn in that matchup there between point guards. But that's the way I think of those kind of undersized point guards. If you have that motor, that just will to win kind of hard work mentality that those guys have, you could play at that level.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Look at Connor Libous. He's a guy that's put up over 2,000 points.
Yep.
Third most all-time in South Dakota history. He's not a 6'5" guard. You know, he's just a quick guy, kind of a water bug there a little bit, and filled it up for a lot of years there at Del Rapids St. Mary. So good stuff there for the Wolves, and a nice win last night against Dakota State. And a big shout-out to head coach Saul Phillips, career victory number 100 for him on the sideline for NSU. I'm David Tewksbury, joined alongside by
Mr. Unlimited.
Let's get to the jump here on FSA. I'll ask you to keep your eye out for Coach Casper to see, and let me know when he's here.
Not here yet.
Not quite yet. Okay, so we got some time. Now, given the fact that today is a Wolves midweek, we have two Northern State stories as a part of the jump, and actually some more. First and foremost, kind of a little note here, the Sideliners Luncheon Series in the fall, it was basically all Fridays. Now, tomorrow is going to be the Sideliners Luncheon Series at Buffalo Wild Wings. So just a little note, if you're thinking about lunch, what do I do tomorrow for lunch? Encourage you to swing on by Buffalo Wild Wings for the Sideliners Luncheon Series. That is tomorrow at 12 noon, as it'll be the hoops squad as well as the wrestling squad there as well. So if you're thinking lunch, you're thinking boneless wings or maybe bone-in, whatever. I know Paula Kruger, she hates when I talk about boneless wings. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. Sideliners tomorrow at 12 noon here from the basketball squads as well as the wrestling squads there too, or wrestling squad, singular. So just a little FYI. So this is a story that I sent to you 2 weeks ago, something like that, and I've been kicking this can down the road. Literally, it's a pun. And this is a fantastic story. I absolutely love this one. Northern State University, the foundation, is partnering with Ben's Brewing Company to support Northern State University scholarships. The craft brewing company, based in Yankton, debuted Howler at NSU Athletic Games a couple weeks ago. Sales of Howler on campus will directly support Northern State scholarships, with a portion specifically benefiting the College of Arts and Sciences. Quote, Holler is a new, light, drinkable beer that celebrates the Wolfpack spirit. It is designed to appeal to a wide range of NSU fans and will soon be available at local restaurants, bars, liquor stores, ensuring fans have many opportunities to enjoy the special brew. Close quote. That's from NSU Foundation President Zach Flaccus. So how about that? Howler, this beer to support student scholarships. And I just love that because you know me. I'm a beer guy. I enjoy beer.
Yes.
And you're a beer guy as well. We enjoy our shine. Us radio guys, we enjoy our shine from time to time. And now, you know, we don't have to feel guilty about drinking beer. This is actually helping out the kids.
Yeah,
so I feel about
it's
that.
For a great cause, right? And did you see the can, the logo of the can? Looks pretty cool with the Howler, with the Wolves logo, and then the Benz Brewing underneath. I think it's a kind of a fresh little can logo there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's going to be an absolute blast. So the next time, this is for everyone out there, the next time your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or girlfriend is getting on your case to say, yeah, you drink too much, say, I'm doing it for the kids. Leave me alone. Well, so I think it's fantastic.
Well, you could also, if it comes out before holiday season,
yeah,
that's a good gift.
Great gift.
Like a six-pack of that. Awesome. I think I wouldn't mind having a six-pack of that.
Again,
in the fridge.
I feel like we need to taste test.
Yes.
You know, we had Nate Davis in here before Bourbon and Brews. I mean, I'm not saying he dropped the ball, but we said if he needed to bring in some bourbon and brews, we would totally taste test. He didn't do it. So he's on my you-know-what list. No, I'm teasing, of course. But in all seriousness, though, if anyone in the foundation is listening to this, next week during a Wolves midweek, we'll do a little taste test.
Yes.
Yeah, granted, at 10 o'clock, that's a little early for some shine, but we're doing it for the kids.
Yes. I'm just a big fan of the can.
Yeah.
I think the can looks awesome. And that caught my eye right away. I'm like, I got to try that.
Yeah.
Just with the can look.
Yeah, I am all in. I am all in. So I appreciate that and looking forward to that as well as Matt McClure and yours truly. Big fans of the beer and big fans of helping out with our local athletes and student athletes and just students in general for NSU. Coming up next on the show, we're talking some Northern State soccer as head coach Bob Casper joins us live in studio after the timeout. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com, live streaming with the video as well on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sorry about the ringing in the ears, Coach. It's like you have tinnitus. It's like you're a full-on radio guy. But Bob Casper joins us live in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Yeah, I fought the wind coming in, so gas mileage on the way back to campus should be tremendous.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a little breezy out there for sure, and there's a small handful of schools out there that are they're actually canceled today. Oh. Actually, east of Aberdeen is a little bit little dicey out there, but thankfully you guys don't have to worry about anything like that, right?
No, absolutely not.
No doubt. Well,
cut
the season came to a close here not that long ago, coming to a close on November the 6th, so a couple of Mondays ago in the NSIC tournament. Actually, I'm looking at last year's season schedule. Didn't make the tournament this year, not to open up old wounds from last year, but a successful season, but I'm sure not satisfied with the season. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Yeah. We're already ready to start spring practices. We know what we're going to have to do and look ahead. I met with some of the sophomores the Friday after that Thursday game and said, you know, we're going to have to do this, this, and that, and they were shaking their head agreeing, and I thought, well, that is part of the success too, is they knew it wasn't where we wanted to be. You know, it wasn't some of the standards we've been trying to set. But, you know, I don't know if you guys saw it. I mean, statistically, we scored more goals this year than last year when we finished third. Obviously, a little bit on the defending side, some things to improve. When you look at the conference tournament semifinal, we were one win, one loss, and two draws against the final four. Okay, we were two draws against the teams in the final. We had two draws in the top 25 because we played Missouri Western, who's like way up there. We have the ability. We didn't have a certain edge in certain moments. So that's the frustration. But I think it's not about skill. It's not about positions, this and that. It is. We're just going to go back, kind of implement some things through some drills and activities to get our identity back, to push us through some of the moments where we need to get that extra goal. Or, you know, St. Cloud, we lost 2-1, and we were up on them. We got to lock that down. I mean, that game alone, done. We're in the tournament. Why not? We scored two goals. One of them got called back. We're offside. Have that little mental edge. Stay onside. We're in. And they were in the final.
Yeah, and that's kind of how soccer is, though, right, Coach? I mean, those just, you know, those a little offside there. You could play good for 80 minutes or, you know, you can play good the whole game, and then next thing you know, they roll a goal in, tie it, or get the lead. So it's just kind of one of those things, I guess. Is it situationally? You just got to be a little bit better?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And some of the goals against, when you look at those two, are uncharacteristic. So, and they're just big moments.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one, it's a 20-second stretch out of 90 minutes. But, yes, those moments we needed to make a little bit of an edge, a little difference.
Bob Casper joining us here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And Matt brings up a cliche that we like to use from time to time is situational. We talk about it more often than not with football. Mm-hmm. Like, situational football is the red zone. It's third down. What is situational soccer? What does that kind of look like to you, in your opinion?
Yeah, so there are – you look for trends in certain moments. So, like, after you score or get scored upon – and so so I mentioned St. Cloud. Well, if you look at the stat sheet, they scored their two goals, obviously, like I said, after us, but within a certain time frame that you do need to, like, shut down the other team. And then they scored bang, bang, quick. They scored within a couple minutes. That's a problem. And then Augie did the same thing to us. I mean, Augustana has to probably be, in my 4 years, the first time we outshot a team, outpossessed a team, and lost by multiple goals. I mean, well, but their goals were bang, bang. They happened within a few minutes of each other. They happened a certain amount of minutes into the half. So you try to get like 5 minutes into a half. That's a situation. The end of a half, 5 or 6 minutes, depending what you need to do. And then relative to who scores. Those are some really big situations to be aware of.
Coach, you played better at home this year, looking at the record here.
You guys
here
asked
at home.
For that, didn't you? That's what you were clamoring for. Yeah.
We did call for that. We did call for that.
5-2-2 at home. You defended the home turf a little bit better this year than last year.
Yep. Yeah, and I do, like I was saying earlier, I do think a little bit of that is the composition of programs. Not to downplay anybody.
Sure.
But it should have made us feel pretty solid. So Augie, as one of the two losses, was a home match. That is one statistically we were better. So we did have a better game. Got to get that result, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So make it 5-1-2.
We're talking with Bob Casper here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. Megan Fastenaugh, the NSIC Outstanding Senior of the Year. I remember when she came in as a freshman and she came into the studio here, we were so jacked about an Aberdeen Central gal making her way to Northern State, and hopefully she can make an impact. You know, you never know as a freshman goes into college what their level of how much playing time they're going to have and the impact they have, but I would imagine, not to put words in your mouth, but she had quite the impact on not only this season, but also her last 4 years at NSU.
Yeah, it's one of those players for sure that gave it all. Like, there's just no question. You know, we were playing at Duluth. It was a road game, and she did like a 6 or 7 hour interview for physician assistant school that morning. Goes out, scores two goals and a 2-1 win. Like, that's pretty big time. And I kind of told her this, like, that Outstanding Senior Award, that's up there with any of those Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Years, because it's such a diverse award that takes into account, like, oh, did you, you know, give birth to puppies on the side of the road and save them, you know, kind of heartstring stories, and were you a good player? And so there's a lot of factors for coaches to consider, and she had a great resume for it on and off the field to kind of, display the point you're making. So the good news is a lot of players got to be around her for multiple seasons. They've seen it. I don't believe by leading by example, you lead by whoever's following you, because you could be out there sprinting on your own, but and nobody's following you. That's not a leader. But she set an example. Now, I think she was a leader too. People did try to seek her out as well. It's an amazing award. I hope that, like, all of our recruits look at that. Alums, like, that is an amazing award. 15 programs, you know, and they all have seniors, by the way. They all have seniors who play. That was pretty tremendous.
And somebody else who really had a great season for you is somebody that was a little bit younger, Lauren Youngquist. She had a big year, first team all conference what you see in her growth from maybe, you know, last year to this year.
Yep. She had a, you know, confidence is tricky. So some people can play a lot and they get nerves and jitters. But like she kind of grew into her confidence of like knowing when she stepped onto the field what she could accomplish. So, you know, because she had some goals and assists and things. And those are key moments in the match where she's either serving a ball accurately or on the end of them heading. I mean, at Minot, she scored a goal. It's a little bit of a, I don't want to say trick play, but it's kind of a trick play we had. And she was there and connected on it. So that's a lot of maturity behind that play. She did a great job as a freshman, but it showed up more in end results this year. And so that class as well, there's some other sophomores in there that they know what to do. They know what to do. They experienced a little bit of that added confidence, but now they're like, well, we have to dial it up a little bit more, get those results. So, yeah, I think she should be a massive part of pulling the whole team in the right direction.
What do you think is kind of the biggest change in terms of either style or just overall growth from a senior in college to freshman year of, or I'm sorry, a freshman in high school? Or let me rephrase. Are we live? Can we fix this in post? Sorry. A senior in high school to a freshman in college. What do you think the biggest sort of roadblock is there to kind of get over that hump and learn that new style in college?
Consistency of the opponent. There's not a big, large gap. You're not typically, if you look at Division I women's soccer, it's totally different. You got P4s beating teams 8-0. That's a whole different landscape. But in the Division II landscape, there's a lot of similar skill sets on the opposition. And so you can't go out, beat a team 5-6-0, turn around, grind one out 1-0. You have to be ready for like the 1-0 all the time. And you can't look at the table and say, oh my gosh, they're 12th. Like, we'll just roll them over today. Nope. They have a chance to beat you. So that, I think that's really hard for kids to wrap their arms around. I mean, we had Jaylee Hofer as a freshman and Deshani Peters. Okay, Jaylee scored 22 goals as a high school senior in Deshani 19, and they had like one assist, one of them, one or two goals this year. But that's still not a bad year. And that's really hard for them sometimes to go through. But if they can manage their emotions and just keep showing up every day, some people like Megan have great freshman year statistically. But if you can keep, like you say, going year to year, you just become comfortable with that. You just expect somebody else to be good. That's a big difference.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. You know, a senior in high school, then they transfer to, you know, your first year as a freshman or a sophomore, you don't get the results that you're looking for. You know, it's going to take time possibly in a situation like that. Right, Coach?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because so even in like club ball too, like they'll play three games on a weekend. Oh, you lose 6-0 on Friday. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, have fun tonight and this and that. And they don't get used to that. Like, we'll play on Friday night. I bet you basketball goes through this too, but we'll play Friday night. It's like, hey, you won 1-0. You played this great team. And I'm like, all right, hey, celebrate tonight. Wipe the memory clean tomorrow. You got one coming Sunday, yep. And you have to win. You can't have the blunders and say, oh, it was an okay weekend. And, yeah, so they do get a lot better at it. And some kids didn't really embrace the message. I don't think we didn't embrace the message, but just internally, maybe sometimes the butterflies got the better of them at moments this year.
Gotcha. Well, sometimes, what is it, butterflies? No, it goes chrysalis, then butterfly. Am I looking at the wrong guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got me.
I don't even know if you can spell the word chrysalis. I can't.
No, I can't.
Lord knows I can't. Final one before we get you out of here, Coach.
It's probably like fifth grade chrysalis? Science, too. Yeah. We don't, none of us, you know, we yeah. would we're fail on guys. The Jeff Foxworthy show.
Yeah, we're just a couple
are you
of radio
than
guys.
A fifth grade.
Yeah,
something
that
like that.
They had some we're, really tough questions on that show. I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I'm a 30-some-year-old guy. I can't answer these questions now.
But. I have a fifth grader, and we're going back and watching the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stay silent. I pass.
Yeah. Just
I
like
pass.
Phone a friend. Yeah. Yeah. Phone a friend on that one. Final one for you here, Coach. Again, Coach Casper here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Kind of a two-part question. What's the next couple of weeks looking like with exit meetings and what have you? And also a new signing class coming in here as well. You guys signed 12 here the other day.
Yes. Exit meetings, yeah, we're doing that this week. Have some even this afternoon. I've been very uplifted by the tone and tenor of our returners. That dynamic has just changed so much. So we go into them and I'll say, I just need to know, are you coming back next year? The amount of just yeses, and then I'm apologizing because of the way they all answer. I said, it's not you. It's what's happening around you, and I hate it, and it's dumb. And so, wow, I've been uplifted, though. I mean, seriously, like to go, okay, you guys are in this. So I've enjoyed that piece. It is the silver lining that I hope becomes our core and who we are moving forward. So I'm excited about it. We got to finish them out, but I'm really fortunate. Good group. We've recruited to hopefully what we feel is a culture. We even had a kid say, hey, you know, I want to change this thing a little bit internally, get that edge back, because when I came as a recruit, I felt it. I know we're not there. So just, you know, I told the team this year at one point, I said, gosh, I'm exhausted. I feel like I'm pulling you guys through. And we had a freshman go sit in a meeting and say, what can I do to help you? Holy cow.
That doesn't happen very often.
No, and just that awareness. So that's coming out even further with extended dialogue with our group. So, yeah, man, I hope they get some results. I hope the home fans can see that next year and feel like everyone's back at it, you know, for championship soccer. Incoming class, my gosh, man, we've been so fortunate because we've been graduating, like, huge numbers of kids. Like, this year was, like, 9 seniors. We have another young lady moving on to she's in the Latter-day Saints Church, so Lizzie Rawlings will be doing a mission trip coming up here. So we'll lose, like, essentially 10, so we need them. But I think they'll join a group that has good experience, good returning numbers as well. It's a diverse group, probably most notably 2 goalies coming in. That's going to be this is a big change. You know, Alexis Townsend's been doing great. Even Eleanor Sayers worked her way in. So we have one returner, Mackenzie Turner is our returner, but two freshmen. I mean, one of them's right in line, you know, day one. So that'll be a massive change. And like all the other ones, man, if you look at their resumes, like they're playing at a good level. They're competing in meaningful tournaments, whether it's high school state tournaments or club regional championships. So it'll be neat to see what they bring.
Feels like an Abbott and Costello bit somewhere, returner kind of thing.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Who's on first? I don't know how that all works out.
Returner, Turner,
yeah,
McKenzie, yes.
Exactly. Good for you on that one. Well, appreciate you coming in studio, and we'll talk to you later on down the road, I'm sure, and congratulations on a great season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it. Absolutely. Head coach Bob Casper here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We're talking some Northern State women's hoops with Paula Kruger after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. He's Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. It is a Wolves midweek installment of the show. A friendly reminder, Sideliners Luncheon Series is tomorrow at 12 noon. Hear from the hoops and wrestling squads there, respectively. Head coach Paula Kruger joining us here in studio on this Wednesday. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm big enough that the wind doesn't blow me away, but for all you little people out there, man, put some rocks in your shoes. That stuff is howling.
Yeah, a couple extra nickels in your pockets, that's for sure. 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts, and Coach Casper said the gas mileage back to campus probably going to be pretty easy today. It is windy out there for sure, but I'm trying to figure out a segue out of that. I got nothing, but
me neither.
Can you think of anything?
No,
got nothing. Well, how about this? You won't have to deal with wind and cold temperatures next week. You're going to be in Hawaii. I'm sure we'll talk about Rapid City and all that good stuff from this last weekend. But task at hand tomorrow, you, Mary, we'll talk about that, all that and stuff too. But you guys are going way out west. Hawaii.
Way out there.
Are you excited?
Yeah. This is my second opportunity to take a team to Hawaii. I did that as well when I was at the Colorado School of Mines. But I've had a couple kids come in and be like, Coach, this is my first airplane ride. This is my first time to see the ocean. This is my first time to be off the mainland, or, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm excited to go. I'm excited for them. There's some educational pieces that go to it as well. We're going to go to Pearl Harbor. For those of you that have been there, you know how humbling and how harrowing it just is to be on there. For those of you that haven't, it is a goosebumps, hair-raising, tears to your eyes kind of a thing when you're there and you're thinking about people literally still being under the water in that ship trap. That is their entombment. That's where they're, you know, quote unquote buried. So it's a really unique experience. We're going to do some traditional things. We've got a luau planned for the team, which will be very fun. And then just for the team and the staff, we booked a sunset swim and cruise type of thing. So we get to see the sunset on the water. The kids get to get off the catamaran and get into the water should they decide to. So trying to do some fun things there, and then recognize that once Wednesday is done, it's all business. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have a little bit of fun. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we've got work to do.
Don't forget to pack the floaties for Josh. Josh might need the floaties.
He may need floaties. He's not real hip on getting into the water because sharks live there. So he's not alone. There are other people that are that way. I'm not one of them. So we went to Florida, must be 3 years ago now, 2 years, something like that. Anyway, over Thanksgiving, and Elena Beneke reminded me that she wanted to get in the water, but she was scared, and I just dove off the boat, so then she just went right in. So, yeah, I've I've got a love relationship with the water, so I'm excited for the kids to have that chance to just be somewhere they haven't been, experience a really truly a different culture, and to have some 80 degree weather and sunshine.
Now, are you packed yet, or are you like kind of a last-second packer type person? I know it's 9 days away, but still.
I've got my stuff laid out. I mean, we fly out Sunday morning or leave Sunday morning at 4 o'clock, so a lot of my stuff is laid out. It's not in a bag yet. I'm packing around Brad, so let him have the first crack.
Don't take this the wrong way, but that reminds me of something my mom would say. Like, she's like a week out. She's already packing stuff up or laying stuff out. I see a lot of my mom and you. That's a good thing, by the way. Take that as a compliment.
I absolutely do, but I pack in outfits, so I've got them laid out so that I know that things match and that I have enough of certain things. And so there's some board shorts and some tank tops and then some Hawaiian shirts and some things I had made for coaching the games and that kind of thing. And the rest of it is, if you can't find me, look by the water, either by the pool or the ocean. I'll be there with a book.
Right, you got to wear the Hawaiian shirt on the sideline when you're coaching
in
those games.
I had two shirts made that have the wolf head, and then one of them has the N.
Awesome.
For that, and then one that's for the luau. So we're prepped.
You're ready
to
roll.
Ready. We're ready
to go.
You are
primed. You are so ready. You are so ready to go. We're excited to see the photos on the Northern State Wolves Facebook page there. So a successful weekend out west in Rapid City, Black Hills State. You take care of business there on Friday. You take care of business against South Dakota Mines. Those are two pretty good teams. I know their records don't necessarily indicate that, but they've got some really good players. They're two well-coached teams. What did you like about your squad this last weekend?
You know, we're just trying to play people and with every game focus on us and getting better at the things that we need to. And I think I talked to you a little bit about this after the game, is that we're going to see many different ways to take away the paint. There's going to be people that play zone. There's going to be people that really sag. There's going to be people that pressure really hard in front. There's going to be people that switch everything so that you have constant help. There's going to be people that double from the backside, people that dig from the ball side, people that come only on the bounce. And in our first five games, including the exhibition, we've seen five distinctly different ways that people intend to take away the paint. And I thought that, you know, our adaptation on Saturday certainly came faster than it did on Friday and much faster than it did on the previous weekend. And so I think we're growing and learning. And defensively, I feel like we're getting better with every game. There's still some things we need to clean up and to figure out what's best. It's, you know, it's amazing when you graduate, you know, three people like we did and you have a majority coming back, you don't necessarily think that there's going to be things that you have to learn or change, and there have been. There definitely have been things that we've had to adjust and change. And so part of that for me too, you know, I anticipated that there wouldn't be a lot of that, and I shouldn't have anticipated that. I should have just taken it as it came and been better equipped to adjust it sooner. So we're all kind of learning a little bit here.
Yeah, that was a massive response, I thought, from your team there in Rapid City. You got off to a slower start versus Pitt State, and Kearney came down to the wire there. So just a really nice way your team bounced back after those two tough ones to start the year.
I think that, you know, understanding kind of where their mindset was at and you know, playing that first home game and coming out and getting into foul trouble and being I don't know, it almost looked like deer in headlights, like we were like Bambi on ice. Like we just weren't prepared for what was coming. And I don't think it was because we weren't prepared. We physically went through everything. I think mentally there is something to be said for learning how to play from the top and understanding that those expectations and standards were always there. They're just coming from a different angle now. And to not put undue pressure on yourself to be something different than what you've always been. And we've had some kids that have put some pressure on themselves to be more than, or think they need to be more than what they've always been, and that isn't the case. And you know, one of those was Rihanna. She really was pressing hard to do everything right and wanting everything to be perfect, and in doing so making it extremely hard for herself to be who she is. And you know, a short conversation through a few text messages and an opportunity to talk, and her just explaining, like, man, when you see the end coming right away, you're focused a little bit on the fact that it is, and instead of enjoying the ride on the way there, you can't stop the end from coming. It's inevitable. It's going to be here. And so enjoying the steps to get there is what's really important. And I think they're learning that regardless of whether you're a senior in your fifth year or sixth year, or you're a freshman, sophomore, or junior that still has time to go, the now is really all there is to enjoy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I feel like this team is enjoying the now. Head coach Paula Kruger here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, and Rio in particular, she is just playing at her best when she's playing in attack mode, right? I mean, when she's playing downhill and she can facilitate and she can drive or finish or what have you, when she plays that way, I don't know if there's a better point guard in this conference. I don't know if there's anybody that can stop a point guard like that, because she was just in a different mode in particular on Saturday, wasn't she?
Yeah, she definitely was in a different mode. And, you know, as a coach, you go out, and I can distinctly remember in my years of recruiting, each period recruiting a point guard that you could build a program around, not just a team, but a program, somebody that is the backbone of all the things that you try to bring in around it. And, you know, I told Rihanna that her legacy it's sealed here. Like, there isn't anything more she needs to prove to anybody other than to herself to go have fun, because she's done what I asked her to do 5 years ago, and that was, you know, let's put this program on your back here and let's see where we can go. And so, you know, she's made people around her better, but the people around her in turn have made her better. She's surrounded by some really good basketball players, and if you asked Rio, she would give away any kind of personal accolade to make sure that the team gets what it needs. And I think if you asked any of them, you know, those questions, they would say that same thing. But being a point guard, coached by a point guard, it's a different thing, and not everybody gets an opportunity to see the number of times that you are individually spoken to and pulled aside and texted at the wee hours when you're watching film. In fact, my last text message was to Rio of a video of her at a ball screen. So they get it just a little bit different than everybody else does, at least when you're coached by me. If you're a point guard, you get it just a little bit different.
Coach, you know, the bench had a big game versus Nebraska Kearney. Dekontae Smith had 21 points in that game. She was red hot, and she's really had a good start to the season. She's a lot of fun to watch, how she's able to just knock down shots, the loose balls, offensive rebounding, and same with Izzy Moore as well. Can you kind of talk about your bench production this year? It seems like those two are the main, but they've played really well here to start the year.
You know, the three kids that are coming off of the bench right now have all done something. I mean, I don't know if anybody has looked at – I'm going to start from my freshman, but I don't know if anybody has looked at what Taylor Toole has done, but she's a walking bucket right now. She comes in for her 6 or 7 minutes to give Maddie a break and goes 100% from the floor most of the time, gets a couple rebounds, might pick up a foul or two, but doesn't hurt anything, and, you know, has accepted a role right now, being that person that gives Maddie just a little bit of breath, or it might be Mick, a little bit of breath at that time. But has done some really good things as a freshman and is still really trying to just figure things out. So, you know, very excited with where she can go. And, you know, Izzy came in on Friday and was just a huge spark. And that's what you need when you have kids coming off the bench. And that's what we all have tried to explain, is that we want a bench that picks us up. You certainly don't want to go backwards when that happens. But if you can have people come off the bench that actually light the fire and ignite it and make you better, man, what a luxury it is. And Izzy certainly did that. She's as good at going downhill, especially being able to get to her left hand, as anybody I've ever coached. She rebounds hard, she slashes hard, and defensively she can be a lockdown defender, because she's got some really good quickness, and she's starting to shoot the ball with a lot of confidence. And I thought specifically this last weekend, Friday and Saturday, she really played well. And Friday she came in and was a huge spark. I think she went on a 7-0 run by herself at one point in the game. And Dee's got an athletic ability that you can't teach, and a nose for the ball that, you know, and the ability to go get it. It's one thing to know where it's going to go. It's another thing to have the ability to just go through, over, around, whatever it takes to get the basketball. And I don't know if you've ever been around her, but you can't help but smile when you're around that kid. There's just something about Dee that makes you play that way. And she's put a tremendous amount of effort into being a defender this year, because I would have called her a gambler before, not necessarily a defender. She gets away with gambling sometimes. She got away with it a little bit more in high school because she was the better athlete. She might be the better athlete now, but people are more skilled and can make her pay for it. So when she does gamble and give up her body and people spin off it and that kind of thing, if you see her go down the floor and she does three claps, it's called the power clap. That's what helps her erase the mistake to come back to the now. We learned that from our mental performance coach. VJ gave us one of those and she uses it a lot to try and bring herself back. She has the ability to be a lockdown defender, and that's something we're trying to teach her, that she doesn't have to overdo, get overexcited. She just has to be D. But all you have to do is watch her play for just a second and you understand just how special the kid could be. So certainly those three are helping us give a big punch, and it's nice. I don't remember the last time I got to look at a box score and see that Rio only played 30 minutes. That's a unique thing. So when it gets to Saturday, there's some fresh legs instead of 40-40. You know, she's in amazing shape, don't get me wrong. They all are. They're all in fantastic shape. But to have that break to be able to compete back-to-back nights is important.
Three power claps, huh? Should we start doing that when we screw up segments? We do that all the time, so that's not a bad idea. I like that. That's good. Head coach Paula Kruger here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Final one before I get you out of here. Just as an aside, kind of sort of a resemblance of what Briley Schultz did against Mankato last year when Bragg goes down with a couple of early fouls. She goes 3 for 3, 6 points early in the first quarter, second quarter, whatever it was. That's kind of what Taylor Toole has provided already for you guys so far this season. So just kind of an interesting aside there, in my opinion. But UMary, of course, they are the task at hand on Thursday. No more Lexi Schneider. What a great player she was for a lot of years for the Marauders. Coach Newman always does a great job with that squad. What do they kind of look like on film?
You know, they are fast. They've got a young lady that comes off the bench that in their exhibitions and in their only regular season game against Dickinson is 16 for 19 from the three-point line. You better not give her any room. They've got both Roselle and Hakeem who can play in the low block, and Hakeem is a beast on the offensive glass, and Addie poses a challenge because she can step out and knock down threes. And then they've got a young freshman point guard who has really got some good handles that can pass the ball well. And then you've got a Bergen Kinnebrew who's playing 30-plus minutes a game right now that's their leading scorer, that's kind of their go-to. So while they may look different because they're only playing one post at a time, and last year they played two, they're skilled. They play hard. They're going to throw some junk at us without a doubt, and we're going to have to be ready to defend and to adjust. So it's a big game because it's our first conference game, and you know we're figuring things out, but I feel like we're in a better place right now than we were going into the Pitt State game just because we've had some time to mentally figure out what it is that who we are is so much more important than what we do. And, you know, the kids came up with two words for us this year, and it's united and focused. And I think we saw that this weekend. Their focus may look a little different because they giggle a lot and they do some of that kind of thing, which as a head coach at times drives me batty, but it's their thing. So as long as it leads to the outcomes that we want and the performance and process of getting there, I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, I know it's a school night, but hopefully we can get those kids out there that were at the Pitt State game because, man, they brought a lot of juice. Hopefully we can do that again at some point in time this season. But enjoy Hawaii next week. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you tomorrow night at the Barnett Center.
I'll be there. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much. Head coach Paula Kruger here in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. We'll come on back and wrap up this Wednesday installment of The Hub after this. Sports Hub continues on FSA. A couple of great guests here in studio, Bob Casper and head coach Paula Kruger. And I tell you what, man, these Wolves midweeks when these guests are in studio, they just hit different, don't they?
No, absolutely. Yeah, great guests, great analysis on what was going on there with the soccer side, and of course Paula does a great job giving her thoughts on what's going on here through four games.
I am super jealous they're going out there to Hawaii next week. I know they're focused on tomorrow and UMary and all that entails, but that's going to be a really special trip. I mean, regardless of wins and losses Hawaii, that's going to be a trip that they'll remember until they're 95 years old.
Oh, right? Absolutely. That's the kind of the cool thing about that trip. I mean, obviously, you're there to win. You want to win. It's, I guess you could say, a business trip. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're with your friends. You're with your teammates. And I think that's really cool that they have the opportunity to go and do that. You know, when I was playing rugby, I was able to, you know, I'm junior in high school. And I remember those trips. And we didn't win a game, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we went to Bermuda and we went to the Cayman Islands. I mean, not a lot of people could say they can do that.
No,
I kind of like going to Hawaii, too.
Just glad that you didn't get caught in the triangle. big shout out to the Northern State Volleyball Squad. The third time, indeed, was the proverbial charm. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I had a good feeling going into the match. I really did. We were talking about it yesterday. It's not like SMSU beat you up twice. I mean, they were really close. I liked Northern in that match. They made a couple adjustments. They can come away with a huge win. How about that?
Absolutely. And Natalia Shabinska hits 450. That's going to be a really tough number to replicate. But if they can do it again against St. Cloud, I think they are a lot. but they just got to do it again. And St. Cloud's a really good team. They'll play them on Saturday. We're back at it tomorrow on the Sports Hub on FSA.